What is it that you actually look for? How do you go about looking at the state of the industry?
Sure. Essentially, what we're looking for is we're looking for to touch base with our constituents, our members, and get a sample from them how things are out there. Really, it's how is the economy impacting the companies? What could we be doing better here in Alberta? What is working? What isn't working? Just to really get a, as you state, kind of a just a basic state of the industry and see how things are going. This is actually the third year we've gone through this. We do it every 2 years. The first run was in 2005. We did another one in 2007, and here we are in 2009. So we've gone out to the members of Alberta's life science industry again and try and figure out where we stand right now.
Well, Deloitte Touche is essentially they're going to be doing an audit. What kinds of questions do you ask your constituents?
Right. So working with them, we developed a sample of questions, and really we're interested in some of the key ones. How the companies are doing in terms of revenue, how much investment they might have secured over the last year, how many employees they have working within each company and thus within the sector here in Alberta. We look for some key kind of critical indicators, like how many months of cash a company might have on hand. It gives a person an idea of how long companies can hold out without external financing. So those are really some of the key ones. And the other one we ask about is research and development spending. Has that gone up? Has it decreased? What do they project for the future? So not only have we tried to get an idea of how things have gone over the last year, we've also asked the companies in some instances what they expect for the coming year. And so we'll do a bit of the historical data and try to forecast a little bit if we can.
How many companies then did you poll?
We polled just over 120 companies. We got response from just over 100. I think it was 105 companies. So it gave us a decent response rate. Now, some of the companies, especially the privately held ones, didn't want to disclose certain elements, perhaps investment or revenue. But the good news was we received at least partial data from almost 80% of the surveyors.
What did you find? What's the bottom line?
What's the bottom line? Yeah, that's the key part. It's been a tough year. The life science industry in Alberta is not immune to what's going on with the general economy. So generally, if I had to paint a general brush, I'd say a lot of the categories were down anywhere between 10 to 30%. Revenues were down in the past year. Definitely investment was down. This is one area that is key to the life science industry in Alberta. All elements of biotechnology, whether it is health biotech, ag biotech, industrial, environmental, the key element is for companies to be able to access capital, and especially risk capital. And unfortunately, over the last year, it just wasn't there.
So what would be the highlights?
Well, it's not all terrible news, really. Some of the areas that did decrease didn't decrease as much as we thought. Employment numbers were down, but they weren't down really all that dramatically. We lost, they were probably down about 10%, something like that. So compared to some of the other industrial sectors and some of the other industries in Alberta, that's not too bad, actually. This industry has managed to weather the storm fairly well, actually. So there were certain indicators that we actually saw some good news. And also, when we started asking the companies about what they saw 1 year out, 2 years out, I think they see the end in sight to kind of the recession or the economic downturn. I think they can see that perhaps a year out, a year and a half, lenders will be coming back into the market looking for good opportunities. So there's something on the horizon that looks like a bright spot, and it's just a matter of weathering the storm right now.
What about the lowlights? What are some of the disappointments?
Well, I think for us here in Alberta, the investment situation has always been a tough one. Even during good times 2 years ago, we weren't securing necessarily as much investment as the rest of Canada was. I think here in Alberta, whether in all the technology sectors, we don't see as much venture capital action as we'd like to. Our public companies tend to struggle a little bit on the Toronto Stock Exchange and the venture exchanges. And so we saw a fairly large dip in this area for the 2009 report. We saw investment capital raised was almost at an all-time low. I think it was just over $100 million, which is okay, but for a technology industry like we have here in Alberta, we should be securing a lot more investment than that.
Now, when you look at the results of this year, how do they compare to 2007, 2005?
Right. In some of the areas like job creation, clearly we saw that fall. So 2007, I think we were just over around 5,500 jobs directly within the industry. That's only within the companies, not universities, anything like that. And we saw that dip by a couple of hundred jobs. I think that's a bit of an understatement. I know of a few others that have disappeared since we did this report. So it's still tough times out there. And comparatively speaking, that's one area that was hit pretty good. Revenues were also down significantly from 2007. So those are disappointing areas, and that's the trend. I mean, when revenues are down, people are going to have to find ways to cut their costs. And it's unfortunate, but sometimes jobs are the one area that it happens.
Now that you have the report, what are you going to do with it?
Well, this gives us our baseline. The good news is, I guess the baseline we had in 2005, 2007, now we've got some understanding of where we're headed, and we can do some trend analysis for this industry and figure out what could be coming down the road for Alberta. So this report, we're going to be launching it out to the industry, make sure that all of the members within BioAlberta receive a report. We'll make sure all the members within government receive the report as well, and hit the road, I guess, communicating the message of where we stand within this industry. And it's good. This kind of information gives us some solid data that we can talk with members of the community, members of government, members of the industry, and say, what do we want to build here in Alberta? Here's where we stand. How do we get to X? How do we get to Y? And then what we need to do is figure out the roadmap of how we're going to get there and what we need to get there.
You say that you can use this to do trend analysis. At this time, do you see any trends emerging?
We do. I guess the one that sticks out in my mind was specifically things like R&D spend. So for companies, typically the research and development spend was on the way up, and we can track that, you know, back to 2005, and we saw a nice steady progression of companies, and you could almost equate that to where companies were within their life cycle. As companies matured, they started to invest perhaps a little bit more. Perhaps they were in clinical trials, whatever it may be, but they started to invest a little bit more in R&D. We saw a hiccup for the 2009 data, but the good news is it seems to recover. If we look ahead and try to forecast up to 2010, companies seem to think things will get back on track around 2010, which is a good sign.
So back on track, but not out the gate.
No, I suppose not at this point. It's I think a lot of the companies are still very conservative in their estimates and their projections. They're not taking anything for granted, and so they're being very conservative and projecting for growth, but not out of the box growth, I don't think, just yet.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.